didn't know you were home. I'm sorry. I was in the zone. Hi. How's my handsome man tonight? No, we didn't have plans. I kind of just let myself in. I hope that's okay. I just really wanted to make you dinner tonight. No, before anything else, first, come here. I want to give my handsome man a kiss. Hi. You are handsome. Don't roll your eyes. Oh, you like it? I bought it. It's new. Yeah, I knew it was your favorite color. Wait until you see what's underneath. No, that's for after dessert. Or maybe it's for dessert. We'll see how dinner goes. Here, come over here and sit down. I'm almost done. Table's already made. There's some bread there to snack on if you're starving. Do you want something to drink? No, I'll make it. It's not like it's hard. It's literally just on the rocks. What, am I not allowed to come over and treat my man to a special dinner? Here you go. You're welcome. No, you just sit back and relax. Dinner's almost ready. How was work today? Fine. Yeah, that's it? That's all I get is a fine? How was my work? I mean, my work was good. I was ahead of schedule, which you know I love. Yeah, it was actually kind of stressful starting today just because I knew we had a big party that we were catering for and I had to get a bunch of my cookies ready. Two different kinds of cookies. Then they called last minute and they wanted to add a third, which, like, I handled. But, yeah, we pulled it off, but it's always a little stressful. Luckily, I love baking, so it's fine. It's always a little crazy when you have special orders like that, though, and the last minute changes. I mean, you know how it is. You have stress at work, too, right? Here you go. Yeah, I know it's your favorite. That's why I made it. Of course. You're welcome, babe. Anyway, as I was saying, like, you know work stress. It happens to the best of us, and, like, you gotta get it out and vent, right? Yes, I know I'm terrible at beating around the bush. You know I'm a worrier. You know, at drinks the other night, I heard you talking about work with your friend, and you sounded really frustrated. No, it's completely acceptable to be frustrated. And from what I heard that's going on at work, I'd be frustrated too. I'd probably be more frustrated than you. No, I know you have to maintain because you want to keep your job. I get that. But not with me. I know, but even when you were talking to your friend about work, you were sugarcoating it, and I could tell you were squishing it down. Well, it's not healthy. You gotta get it out. If you don't get it out, you'll explode. No one wants that. Because then you'll burn out. Can I ask you a question? Why don't you let it out? You don't know. Can I take a guess? Are you maybe acting strong because you have been taught to? Don't roll your eyes. You know I'm right. I'm not psychoanalyzing you. I'm not a fucking therapist. I've just been to a lot of therapy, okay? Don't be a dick about it. No, but listen, seriously. Like, everybody is allowed space to exist. And everybody's allowed to be soft or vent or get angry or cry even. And I watch how strong you are and how you hold it all in. And believe it or not, there was a time in my life when I used to hold it all in and it didn't feel great. And shit can go sideways when that happens. Obviously, I care about you, and I've always been very clear that communication is important for me, so I am communicating to you that you need to fucking communicate more. No, I know you communicate with me. You've been great at that, but I mean, you're still so guarded, and I know, you know, we haven't been dating that long, I mean, long enough for me to have a fucking key to your place, right? So maybe long enough for you to open up a little more. Well, like, tell me how you actually feel about work. It's a little thing. I'm not gonna judge you for it, no matter what it's about. Right? No, that's really frustrating. Have you talked to them about it? Right. No, that's absolutely, that makes sense, totally. Okay. And how do you feel by telling me that? You need to stop. You need to stop with the eye rolling. You know I'm right. I'm not right about everything, but I'm right about this. It's important for you to feel. And I'm no expert, but I know that when you guys are growing up, you're taught to squish it all down and be tough and be a man. And, you know how many times I had rubbed some dirt on it growing up, which, like, also, ew, why is that a thing? Why is that a statement? That's, like, the worst thing to do to a cut is rub dirt on it. I've never understood that. I know, I'm getting off point, I get it. But, like, my point is, getting back to it, with me, at least, I'm a soft landing. In this space, with us, there's no, you gotta be tough. I don't need that. I can be tough on my own. You've seen me. You've seen me be tough. You know I can handle it. And you've also seen me be small and scared and cry, right? Okay. And did you hate me when I came to you with issues? No, of course you didn't. So why would I for you? Because it's important. That's why. I mean, I can think of other ways to relax you, to get your walls down. Well, it depends on how hungry you are. If dinner can wait, I can show you. Hmm. Yeah? Well, first, I gotta get this off. Yeah, I told you you'd like what was underneath. It's new, too. Yeah, I thought I'd get you something special. Your second favorite color. Yeah. No, sir. The dress came off because you were vulnerable. You told me about work, which I'm very proud of you for doing, but I need more. No, if you want this bra to come off, you gotta give me something else. No, I'll get that eventually. What I'm saying is, you opened up. I want more of that. You don't know. You don't know what to say. How about I ask for something? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. You just told me how frustrated you are with your boss, right? If you were to say anything to your boss, what would you say? You won't even tell me? You're that afraid? No, I didn't mean to imply. No, fear is normal. You're allowed to be afraid. Nope, that's what I want. That's the question. Tell me what you're afraid of. If you were to approach your boss, what are you afraid of saying? Okay, that earns the bra. Hmm. Yeah, I know you like them. They like you too. You want to touch them? Mm. Well, it's a little cold in here. I'm not wearing much. The panties come off when I get more. Come on, it's been so fun. No, no. I'm going to ask for something again. I want you to keep an open mind, okay? Okay. I know the frustration at work is a lot, and especially with management and everything else. I know myself, a lot of times that can make you feel very small. And when I look at you, I don't see a small man. I see a strong, powerful, sexy, handsome, smart, hardworking man. There's nothing small about that. So, I want to help you feel powerful. I want you to be my boss. No. I want you in control. I'll do whatever you want. Yes, sir. Come on, you love when I call you sir. I just want to do a good job for you, sir. No, stop laughing. No, it'll help. I think it'll help. Okay, you don't have to, but the panties aren't coming off then. Maybe I can entice you. If I just lean back a little and touch myself through my panties. Oh, I'm already getting wet. I hope my boss doesn't come in. Okay, is the roleplay aspect too much? Okay, we don't have to. But I could still please you. Be a little bit more submissive. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell me one more thing. Let me ask this then. You've told me why you're frustrated and what you're afraid of happening if you were to speak up. If you could say anything, what would it be? That's perfect. No, that's what you feel. I know you're not gonna say it. I know. Fuck, you can't say everything. Yeah, I get it. We can't tell our bosses everything we're thinking. Obviously, we want to keep our jobs, but you can tell me, and I can tell you. And that feels better than bottling it up, right? Not being alone with the thought. Not being trapped in your own mind with it. That's what sucks. And that's why I always say we need to let the feelings out. When they're in there, they feel so much worse. I saw you look at my panties. Yeah, you earned it. I told you I was getting wet for you already. Now, I'm just gonna slide down to my knees. No, no, you sit right there. Let me take care of everything. No, I wanna lick every ounce of stress from your body. Starting here at the base. All the way, flicking the tip. Where there's that little bit of pre-cum. It tastes so good. Your hard cock feels so good. I want it in my mouth. You like that? I love being on my knees for my strong, powerful man. I just want to please you and show you how much you mean to me. Mm-hmm. you like the way my lips feel wrapped around you? Do you like when I kiss lightly? Right there. Right here. What about when I run my tongue right around the base? And down to your balls? Oh. You like that, huh? I like that too. You want me to take you deep? Yes, sir, I can do that. Why don't you take control and show me how deep? You can grab my hair. It won't hurt. And if it does, that's okay. Pain feels good sometimes. Are you getting close? Yes, I do usually love when you come in my mouth, but tonight's special and different. Tonight, you're gonna come on me. And you're already so close, right? So, you're gonna look me in the eyes and listen to me. May I tell you how strong and powerful, handsome, smart, ambitious, brave man you are? You're gonna listen to me because you know I'm right. I'm gonna push my tits together like you like. All over them, right? Yeah. Yes, sir. You're gonna come all over these tits. Because I want it. I want you to show me how powerful you are, how strong and big you are. Come on, baby. Fucking come for me. Oh, I can tell you're close. My tongue fall out like this, and I drool all over your dick. Yeah. Oh my God. I want you to come on me, please, please. Give me your cum, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give that to me. It's mine. Oh. Oh, it feels good. You feel so good in my hands and on my tits. Fuck yes. Now I'm gonna clean you up a bit. I don't want to waste a drop of it. You taste too good. Oh, you did so good for me. Okay. Now, do you feel better? Yeah? I mean, I had an appetizer, so I'm not starving, but I'm sure you're famished. So why don't we get to dinner? I should probably put some clothes on. I'm not going to sit naked at dinner. I mean, technically you're naked too, that's true. Yeah, it's okay, babe. You did great. Well, next time, you'll have to tell me different things and open up in different ways. Yeah? Okay. Dig in. No, it's probably cold now. I should reheat it. Drink your drink. I got it handled, hon. I got everything tonight. You just relax. Mm-hmm. I love you too.